Hi, my name is Leo Vardarella, and I'm a writer and reporter with Becker's Hospital Review. Today, I'll be speaking with Kate Henderson, the president of Seton Medical Center Hayes, Seton Northwest Hospital, Seton Southwest Hospital, and Seton Medical Center Williamson, about the Red, White, and Blue program to honor veterans that they've implemented at Ascension, Texas. So, Kate, what is the Red, White, and Blue program?
So our Veterans Red, White, and Blue program is a Veterans Recognition Program. It has three parts. The first one is a focused effort on how we welcome veterans to our campus. And so if you think about as you approach a healthcare facility, what makes it feel welcoming might start with how easy is it for you to park your car. And so we've identified between four and five reserved parking spots, depending on the size of our campus. That say that they're reserved for veterans, and one in particular is always reserved for a disabled veteran. So we make it really easy for the veterans to come and park their cars. And then depending on the campus and sort of the architecture of it, we always strive for them to have a walkway of honor, literally having sort of a walkway or a sidewalk that helps connect them from where they park their car to the front door of the hospital, often decorated with the sidewalk having been painted red, white, and blue, having the commemorative benches being adorned with flags, trimmed with red, white, and blue flowers and plantings, having the military emblems actually etched in the sidewalk. So it's just a really welcoming way of saying, we're so glad you're here. We planned for your parking. We're sort of, inviting you into the front door of our hospital. And then when the veterans walk into our hospital, we really want to make sure that we have a way of identifying them to everyone who interacts with them. And so at the point of registration, we ask folks if they're a veteran and they self-disclose. And so if they say, well, yes, I am. Thank you for asking. We offer them a wristband, just a very simple rubber red, white, and blue wristband, and ask them to wear that and explain that it's a way so that all of our staff know if they see someone wearing that wristband, they can say, hey, I see you're a veteran. Thank you so much for your service. We're so glad you're here today. How can we help? And just make that personal connection. We also use a couple visual aids to help us identify when our veterans are with us on our units, and that is that we put a flag magnet on the metal door frame of our hospital doors. So anyone who's entering or exiting the room, even if they can't see the wristband, because sometimes it is if someone's an inpatient, like their hands might be under their blanket in their bed or something, but we can see the flag magnet on their door. So whether I'm a housekeeper or a physician or a nurse or a respiratory therapist, whoever that is that's entering the room, I can see that flag and go, oh, I know this patient's a veteran. And then it becomes a conversation starter. I see you were a veteran. What service were you in? I see you were a veteran. A really nice conversation starter and a way to say thank you. A lot of our hospitals here in Ascension, Texas, and then really across Ascension have different trauma designations. And we find that a lot of our clinical staff are veterans themselves, because when you have trauma programs, you do tend to hire a number of clinicians who have worked actually out in the field in trauma-like situations. And so it's also a really nice way to instantly connect your staff with that patient or that family. And then, of course, we put a flag sticker in the patient's chart as just another way, another flag to our staff that we're serving a veteran. And then the third part of our program, the first one, again, being that parking and the welcoming outside the building, the second part being identification inside of the building. The third part is a way in which we honor a veteran who passes away with us. And so if a veteran does pass away during their stay with us, we call overhead code red, white, and blue. Now, in hospitals, codes are called for all sorts of things. In this case, code red, white, and blue is a way of alerting everyone in the building that we just had a veteran pass away. And we begin the code then by playing taps overhead. It's a very, really, a, I would say, a spiritual experience for most people in the building when you hear such a beautiful song played in our building, and folks, as they've experienced us, begin to understand what that means. And then our staff on that unit form an honorary color guard. So by choice, if they have the time and aren't attending, of course, to another patient, they will literally line the hallways, put their hands behind their back, or maybe their hand or their heart, or maybe even an attention. And as the deceased is rolled through our hallway towards one of our elevators, it's a way in which as taps is playing for staff to honor the the veteran who just passed. We also place a cover over the deceased that looks like an American flag, just another way of really honoring what their service was and, of course, really an overall military tradition. And then the next thing that we do to finish, if you will, complete that ceremony, if you will, is we actually take the deceased veteran out our front door. Now, Leo, I don't know what your experience has been within hospitals, but typically if someone passes in a hospital, we actually have the deceased picked up out the back door of the hospital is typically where the funeral home arrives to take that person's body to the funeral home. And we decided that as part of military custom, when people come home, to their families, when they've passed in the service, we celebrate and honor them. And it's a very public event. You see people taken off of airplanes, you know, covered in flags, et cetera. And we decided that, we should do the same thing for our veterans. And so our staff who aren't working on the units might be working on the first floor of the hospital, myself included in administration. I go to the front door of the hospital. We form an honorary color guard there. And, we observe and honor the veteran as they're rolled out our front door where the funeral home is met. And I'll tell you the first time and many times since then that I've experienced this, it is, there's usually not a dry eye in the lobby. Other people will come and join you and ask you what's happening. It's been very good for the families who oftentimes, they may not have their whole family there when their loved one has passed. And a lot of our family members end up videotaping the different parts of our new red, white, and blue ritual, if you will. And they're able to share that with family members who weren't there. And that's become something really important to our patients and families of like, oh, I wasn't there when grandpa died, but I saw how he was honored as he was exiting the hospital. And that becomes really meaningful to them. And then to our staff, whether they're a veteran or not, almost everyone knows a veteran in their family or their one. And that fact that we're taking time to especially honor them at the end of their life has been really meaningful. So that's what the Red, White, and Blue program is.
Wow. So why is this program so important to you?
Across Ascension, one of the things that we strive to do is to deliver personalized healthcare and to really honor each and every individual for the human being that they are. For veterans, a pretty important part of their identity and who there is that service. It's part of their culture, certainly part of their life's history and experience. So for me, this is a small way for us to really honor who that person is, what their experience is, and make that meaningful connection. And to be part of, it's just a community of people across the country that are, you know, have the opportunity to take care of veterans. The other reason it's really important to me is really connected to what gave us the idea to create this program. So we haven't always had the Red, White, and Blue program. And we, in the last year, had a veteran's son. After the veteran had passed away, his son wanted to accompany his dad outside of to meet the funeral home. And he found himself walking down the back hallway of our hospital with a nurse who was wheeling his father's body. And they were going out the back door, the same back door we pick up trash, right, where the trash containers are. And he was very troubled by this experience that this was his father, who was a decorated veteran, and that we were, you know, picking him up outside that way. And he asked the nurse, is this really the only way that you can do it? Isn't there some other way that we can honor veterans? And we listened to him and we said, well, tell us about your ideas. What would have been more meaningful and special to you, you know, and your family, and what would you suggest? And we took his ideas and suggestions, and then we brought them to our patient and family advisory council at our hospital. And really, out of listening to our customers, our patients and families, this program was born. So that's particularly important to me that we were able to do that. And this program wasn't something that I did. This is something that a third shift nurse wheeling a deceased person out listened to her patient family member, and she helped drive the program. And I'm really proud of that.
So how has it been received by patients and other staff?
Patients, whether or not they are a veteran, they are ecstatic at seeing that we are going the extra mile to deliver really personalized attention and service to this special population. The staff are exceedingly proud that they are part of something that is very mission focused, given our mission is to care for and improve the health of those that we serve and to do it in a really personalized way. They view this as something unique and special and that they get to be part of it. It's also important to say that people who aren't direct care providers, our housekeepers, our registration staff, the cooks in the kitchen, whoever, you know, the volunteers, everyone gets to participate in the Red, White, and Blue program because everyone is welcome to form the honorary color guard and be part of acknowledging our veterans. And that's pretty special to non-clinical people as well, that they get to be part of that kind of program.
Now, would you like to see other hospitals and health systems adopt this program?
In fact, that's why I'm so excited we're talking today, because I would love to see this be just commonplace at every place of care across the country. I'll tell you that we've been spreading this program across Ascension, Texas, and the broader Ascension. Ascension is the largest non-for-profit health system in our country, and we've been taking advantage of our size and of the importance of our mission to spread this across our sites of care. We have a ways to go to complete that spread, but are certainly in hot pursuit of doing that. I do think, however, this is a best practice that really all hospitals and health systems should adopt. And I would note, while I've been really focused on what we're doing at the hospitals, some of our clinic locations within Ascension have said, well, we may not be able to do the third part, the honorary color guard and the taps overhead, but we certainly can do the parking and the wristband, and we can do other things, other parts of this three-part program to also have the veterans recognition be part of our clinic practice. So folks are really grabbing onto this and see this as something special to do for their patients and families.
Wow. So how many locations are participating?
Right now, it's all of our locations. So we've got 10 locations in Ascension, Texas, and we've got, I want to say it's somewhere between six and eight that are either have done it or are actively launching in other states, and more to come from there. This program just started, was just launched 9 months ago at one hospital in Texas and is spreading very quickly. So yeah, it's catching on pretty fast.
Now, what's the number one question you get about the Red, White, and Blue program?
So for people who work in healthcare, or maybe even people who don't work in healthcare, they'll literally say to me, so let me get this straight, Kate, you're wheeling deceased people out your front door. And I'll say, yes, we are, in the most dignified and honorable way possible, with their families, covered in an American flag with 100% respect. And I think that that's very nerve-wracking to a lot of folks to sort of take that leap. We have found it to be a beautiful thing, and it's very fitting of military culture. Military doesn't shy away from, you know, honoring the deceased. And so we've had to sort of work through that hurdle a little bit. The other hurdle we've had is some folks were uncomfortable playing the full song Taps overhead. It's a 40 some second long song, and 40 seconds when you're observing silence and in a hospital, people thought, oh, that's going to be way too long. But the feedback from the team has been, honestly, we can take 40 seconds. We have that time. We will make that time to honor the person who just passed. And so those are two things that folks find to be, you know, that's unbelievable. Once you do it once or twice, you realize it's just perfect, actually.
And finally, what's one thing you would tell executives who are thinking about implementing a similar program at their own organization?
The one thing I would say, I would encourage them to get out of their staff members' way and to support them in doing this, because nothing about this program had to do with me leading anything. I didn't do this work. I have the pleasure of being a spokesperson for it today, but this is not at all what the president of the hospital or the chief operating officer of the hospital did. This is clinicians listening to their patients and families, literally grassroots. They grew it, and our teams are very in tune with knowing how to take care of patients and families. So get out of your team's way and let them show you how to implement something that's really beautiful and very person-centered.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kate, for taking the time to speak with us today. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Leo. Thanks for being interested in this program.
Thank you all for listening. For more podcast interviews, visit beckershospitalreview.com and click on the multimedia tab. For podcast inquiries, email dfreeman@beckershealthcare.com. Until next time, this is Leo Bartarella.